Time now to mark the week. Little piece of news and current events that's as useful as the System Integrity Unit at Waka Kotahi. Breakfast, 8. Best news of the week. It's about gut health and fasting windows, and we've been doing breakfast all wrong. And if you want to improve your life and your health, because health is life, read about it. Make the appropriate adjustments. That's my tip for the week. MIQ 2. The not appealing bit was the right thing to do, but the not apologising is this government to a T, isn't it? Say you're right until you're not and never say sorry. Kindness personified. Germany 7. Common sense move of the week by not backing the EU in banning combustion engines. I mean, just banning stuff really works. Emirates 6. Now, I'm not sure what it says about us, but they said no matter what the price, no matter what the hassle, no matter what the cancellations, they see no demand drop-off in travel. Isn't that just a nice way of saying we're basically going to put up with anything? Poll 7. This week's Korea poll has National and ACT forming a government, further cementing this year's trend in all polls of the government behind, the tide moving the wrong way, and a change coming next year. Tauranga, speaking of which, 7, backs up the poll. Big win for the Nats, an increase in vote for ACT. Labour too scared to even turn up, for goodness sake. Lancaster Park, 7. It's back minus the stands for sport, community sport. Basically took 11 years to grow some grass. That's a bit of an issue, I would have thought, but better late than never. The Crusaders, 9. I mean, when you beat the second best team easily, and you do it for about the 50th time, that's a champion side and a champion organisation, and all done without proper facilities, for goodness sake. Australian Rugby, 3.
G'day, Mark. Good on you.
Break away to do what? Have a bunch of useless teams play each other? Sounds awesome. New South Wales Education Reform, those 7. Big marks for kahunas and bravery. The unions are going to hate the performance pay, but they've got the same issues we do. Lack of results. The system doesn't work. Julian Assange, 3. Short of Albanese twisting Biden's arm, and I wouldn't rule that out, he's off to the States to actually face a bit of justice. You see, if you can't take the heat, don't do the crime. FINA, 8. Quite possibly a turning point for global sport, as they said officially, what clearly so many had been thinking, but were too woke or scared to do anything about. Confidence, 0. It's gone. It's tanked. The little economy Grant said was cooking with gas. Guess what? Isn't. The Emperor's got no clothes. Wine, though, 8. Big harvest, makes up for the last two. Good quality, exports a go, Sav is hot, cheers to that. And that's the week. Copies on the website. And if you're wondering what was missing this week, you couldn't quite put your finger on it, it was the CO2.